So in episode one, we talked about the situation where you had a main residence that you had sold and it had previously been used as a residential investment property. Now, towards the end of that podcast, I'd mentioned the fact that we can also consider third element costs to reduce the capital gain that we had calculated. So what are these third element costs? Well, basically, third element costs are costs which could not be claimed but have been incurred, which can be added to the cost base to reduce the capital gain. Well, that sounds all very technical. So what does it actually mean practically? Well, if we take the example that we had in episode one, where we had a residential investment property, we then moved into it, and let's say that we'd lived in the property for 4 years and we eventually sold. And as we talked about before, it would be calculated proportionately. Now, the capital gain that we had discussed in episode one was just a very simple calculation. It was the sales price less the purchase price to give us a resulting capital gain, and then apportioned based on the calculation that we had done. What we hadn't factored in was these third element costs. So for the period in which you'd been living in the property, you will have incurred interest if you have a loan on the property. You will have incurred council rates. You will have incurred water rates, not water usage. And you'll possibly also have incurred some repairs and maintenance on the property. So those costs that have been incurred during the period of time which was your main residence are costs for which you could not claim a tax deduction. Naturally, it was your main residence, so you couldn't claim anything. It's those costs which can then be added to the cost base to reduce the resulting capital gain. And in many discussions that I've had with clients, this is something that seems to be missed quite often. So when you purchase a property, I always encourage people to keep a record of those costs, particularly where the property has been a residential investment property, turned into your main residence. From that day forward, I just keep a very simple spreadsheet, keep a record of those costs, use something like Google Drive or Dropbox or whatever your method is to keep a copy of the supporting documentation in case of an audit. And it's a little tip for sometimes drastically reducing the capital gain. It can't create a capital loss, but in some circumstances, it can actually reduce the capital gain to zero. Hope you've enjoyed that simple tip.